What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
And this is The Hard Shoulder, our summer special coming to you live today from the roof of News Talk Towers, celebrating everything sunshine. The heat is on. Henry McKean, you are a sight for sore eyes. You've got the backwards cap.
I do.
Looking very
90s. I couldn't decide if the sun was in my eyes or not. So I have it on because I need to very much stay out of the sun. Look at me. I know it's radio, but I'm just a big lobster.
Well, listen, we set you a very difficult task today, given your propensity to burn, because we asked you to chase the sun. We've got that status orange high temperature weather warning. Yep. Evelyn Cusick was talking to us before the break about it for different parts of the country. Status yellow for everywhere else. You've been in the orange area, as we'll call it that.
And on my way to the orange area, I stopped off in Meath. I just stopped off and got out of the car, and I was hit by this massive wave of heat back in the car, and I ended up in Cavan in Virginia, which was extremely hot. My car said it was 34 degrees, and my car was in the shade. I know Evelyn Cusack says that's probably in the sun temperature. She's already told us that it was the wrong Roscommon, Longford, Mount Dillon area that was 30.1. I went to a lake. I went to Virginia Lake. There's a small little beach there. There's picnic tables. There's a pontoon. There's grass. And I met the Martin family from Baileyborough, and they were celebrating their daughter's birthday.
Yeah, Emily, she's 12 today. So we decided to take a family day over in Virginia. And we are going to take a nice walk in the forest because it's nice and cool in the shade. So.
And you've got lots of sunscreen, lots of factor 50.
Yeah, absolutely. Factor 50, full way to go. We stay in the shade as much as possible and indoors between 12 and 3, as they say. So, but we're coping really well.
Emily, happy birthday. You're 12 today. Yeah. What do you think of this heat?
It's very hot, but great weather, and it's nice to play outside in, and it's great change from what it normally is in the summer.
I feel like I'm in the Middle East, I'm in the desert, I'm in Abu Dhabi.
I feel like lots of animals are going to come around sometime.
It's very, very hot. It's really hot.
It's when you get out of the car and you have the aircon in the car and you open the door of the car, you swear you're in Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
And just opening the door,
open the
doors, I know I did
the
it myself.
The heat wave, you swear you're in a foreign country.
And you're like, whoa, it just hits you.
What's going on here?
Or getting off a plane in a hot country.
On a holiday. And then you're out in the middle of the sunshine. So it's great to see it.
We're here at Lochramore or Virginia Lake. How do you feel about this very, very hot weather?
It's nice being able to get into the lake instead of looking at it for once.
Ross Lochnan from Rathfarnham on holidays in Cavan.
So you drove up?
Drove up from Rathfarnham, yes, in the sweltering heat.
And how are you feeling about this hot, hot weather? I mean, you could be in Portugal.
Yes, well, I was supposed to be in Portugal, but as I can't make it to Portugal, this is absolutely good enough. 2 days ago, it was hotter in Cavan than it was in Portugal. So there you go. In Carvero is where I was supposed to be. Yeah.
All right. It's hotter in Cavan than Portugal. I mean, it's nice here. We're on the roof of News Talk Towers, Henry, for our summer special. Mm. There's a nice easterly breeze cooling
there
us down.
A
inland,
beautiful
though,
breeze.
It's more dead heat.
And you're
tough
right.
To cope with.
Real dead heat. And we've got the seagulls. We've got the breeze. In Virginia, in Cavan, there's none of that. There's just this absolute massive heat. And if you're carrying a few pounds, you'll definitely feel it. I met scaffolders who were working through the heat up on top of chimneys and roofs, a football summer camp, and Martin Smart from Dundee in Scotland, now living in Virginia.
I'm like a butterball chicken at the moment, sweating profusely. As you can see, I'm a man of rotundas.
And you're wearing black.
Yeah.
And so you must be very warm, and you've decided to
wear... I don't
really
want to take anything off because I'd frighten a lot of the kids, you know.
You wouldn't. I mean, this is Ireland. You can let everything hang out. No one will mind.
I'll probably head back to the car in a minute and get the air conditioning on, I would think.
You just took part in a football, soccer, summer camp. How did you find the heat?
We had to take breaks a lot because it was so hot, and every time we had a break, coach just kept on telling us to sit down.
So you got breaks. How did you find it?
it was tiring and like you were dripping after sweat and like
dripping with sweat.
Yeah, you just wanted to get like an ice bucket and pour it over your head, dripping off your face.
And how are you going to cool off now?
Jump into the lake.
You're going to jump into the lake?
Yeah.
I'm having a chat with a scaffolder, Edgar, originally from Latvia. How hot is it for you?
Very warm when you're on the top of the scaffold. It's very,
very warm.
Very warm.
Dylan, you're a scaffolder. How hard is it being up on the roof?
Very hard in the body.
And you've got a good tan. It's not a farmer's tan. It's a proper tan.
I know, yeah.
You've got the top off. They all hang out.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
And do you mind this heat?
It's hard enough talking it like. You gotta do what you gotta do.
You're originally from Lithuania. Would you get hot summers like this?
Oh yeah, of course.
So this is fine for you?
It's not really fine because already 16 years in Ireland, so it's not used to be, but in Lithuania right now it's 36, 34, so, you know.
So you've got a high-vis jacket on and nothing else?
Nothing else, yeah.
Oh, I like the idea, Henry, of jumping into the water. I think I'm going to have to do it tonight. How are you coping with it, actually?
Do. I mean, I need to be near the sea. I live beside the sea, and I would love to be in the water right now. I'm finding it very sticky.
Are you?
To be honest with you.
You look a little sticky.
I had a change. I had to change my top, even though that you can't see, but I was in a sticky T-shirt.
I can see what you're wearing.
And I'm now wearing a shirt, and I need a shower. I would love to use the News Talk showers, but I think...
You've gone with the full three buttons open on the shirt.
There we are. Better close them off, actually. That's a little bit sort of Saturday night fever. I'm sure it's a bit of a fever here in up here on the balcony. But yeah, very, very sticky. And I was there on Virginia Lake, and I got advice on how to cool down. Here is Catherine Gagan.
Two umbrellas over me.
I think the hot weather is great. Fishing rods and go fishing.
I'm having a chat with Paula from Ryfield across the lake. Are you enjoying this?
I think it's amazing. Making the most of it. It's great.
I think it's amazing. It's very hot and I like playing this lake. It's very hot and once you get in. Yeah.
And you're wearing lots of screen?
I missed a bit, ma'am.
You missed a bit?
My name is Yeva.
How are you coping in the hot, hot weather?
Struggling. But mainly just enjoying the sunshine outside and going for the swim in the lake and stuff like that, just making sure to stay hydrated. And
you've got your dog. How's your dog dealing with the heat?
He's good, yeah. After this walk, he'll probably stay home and sit in the shade for the rest of the day, but he still wants to go out regardless of it being hot.
And it's a little terrier.
He is, yeah. He's mixed with the Maltese.
Drinking plenty of water and making sure we're topping up the sunscreen.
I'm very happy that we get to go down to the lake every day. It's never really been this hot.
Malachy and Megan, how are you coping in this heat? You're both local.
Not very well.
Not
too much. It's too hot.
Too hot?
Yeah, way too hot. Yeah.
And what do you think?
It's way too hot. It's too hot. It is.
You need to be in the water the whole time.
Yeah.
And how do you find the lake?
It's a lot. It's like, nice. It's refreshing. You need it. We're like lucky to have it right here for us.
You just had to get to the lake?
Yes, every day.
And thank God, Cavan is full of lakes.
Yeah.
Loads thankfully, of them, we've so many.
Definitely think that, like, it's been long overdue, so, you know, a bit more of a buzz.
Yeah, well, for people, Henry, being able to go to the lake today. I mean, we're in work now. A happy compromise. I lobbied hard for News Talk to send us all home, but they said, listen, you can broadcast from the balcony, from the roof of News Talk Towers. How does that sound?
It'd be nice
to be off, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And this is as good as it gets. I mean, we could get like some sort of paddling pool here or something,
just to cool off.
Definitely. But the people, I have to say, the people of Cavan, very photogenic, very beach body, very very handsome, very very attractive. Some are really
County Cavan.
Well, yeah, I know. This is the new generation, Kieran.
Right.
They are very much beautiful people. It was like Baywatch there beside the lake. No rescues that I know of. But people are struggling in the heat, but others absolutely love it. Here is hospital worker Amanda Sheridan.
Just the last few days have just been absolutely amazing. Just fabulous weather, so it is.
And you work in a hospital.
Yeah.
Must be hard.
Yes, very, very, especially because we're still in full uniform, masks on, and yeah, very tough, so it is.
So you've got the day off.
Yes, thank God. Yeah, unwind, and it's lovely, so it is. Makes you in good form, this weather.
And does it slow you down? I know I feel incredibly slow and heavy and just,
No, I have to say no. It's given me a new lease of life. Yes, I have to say, yeah. I, up early in the morning and then bed at night, and I'll fall fast asleep. But no, I'm out and about every day.
And you're sleeping well?
Yes.
Despite the late night heat?
Yeah, window open, no quilts, but sleeping well.
So you're one of the lucky ones. You love this heat.
Yes.
You die for this heat.
Yes, this is me. This is my weather. I love it.
You're a healthcare assistant. Any advice on what we should do in this heat?
Stay hydrated. Definitely sun cream, sun cream, sun cream. And just enjoy it. Yeah.
You love the sun.
Absolutely love it. The hotter the better.
The hotter the better.
The better, yeah.
So you would like it to go to 32, 33, 34?
Never be that lucky.
You don't think we'll get there?
No, no.
And you're sitting there in your lounger.
Yes, in my lounger. I'm loving every minute of it.
At this beautiful Virginia lake.
Yes, yes. For the last 7 years anyway.
When did you remember getting this hot?
I would say about 20 odd years ago.
So like 1995 was a hot one.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. On the other hand, this one hates the sun.
Don't like it at all. Can't cope with it.
It's very stuffy.
Yeah, no, very stuffy.
And does it make you moody?
Yeah.
So you would wake up through the night?
Yeah,
and you'd be all kind of sweaty and clammy?
Yeah. I have a newborn baby at home too. She's only 8 weeks and she's really struggling with it.
Oh, I do pity those people with newborn babies and the babies themselves at home. I'm sure it's difficult at the moment. Henry McKean, thanks a million for that report from Virginia County, Cavan, one of the hottest places in the country.